At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
From the cabaret girl.
Okay. Well, guys, just like always, we have so much good stuff in the show. Ooh. Later in the show, we'll tell you which celebrity had their underwear held hostage.
Ooh,
sunshine. Plus, we have a fun new game to play, and this one will make you smile. But first, Melissa McCarthy is rooting for her trolls, y'all.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, this is a different take on trolls. Now, Melissa reveals that she got some really bitter hate from trolls back in 2015 when she announced that she starred in an all-female remake of The Ghostbusters. Remember?
Yeah.
All of that. Yes. People were definitely trolling. So she didn't let it get her down. Guess what she did?
What?
Now, Melissa says, weirdly, instead of getting mad at them, I always feel like, oh, I hope you'll meet somebody soon you can talk to. Someone that really makes you laugh. I root for that person to find a little joy.
She should have found happiness in the fact that she was about to make a lot of money to do that movie. You just gotta sometimes chuckle on the way to the bank.
It's hard though, because they're still human. Hey, Craig, they still get hurt by stuff strangers say.
Money is not the end all be all.
You can wipe your tears with that money sometimes. If it's the old dollar bills, not the new ones, they'll cut your eye.
But have y'all ever taken this? I know we always talk about clapping back, but have y'all ever been able to just be that person to be like, you know what? God bless you. I wish you well.
When I wish people well, I wish them at the bottom of the well.
Yeah, you do.
With no rope.
Hey, Craig, I've seen some of your clap-pics.
Very bad situation for them.
I mean, because I'm usually, like, pretty happy and upbeat. So in order to, bring me there, like, you had to, like, come at me from way left field.
Right. Exactly.
Ooh, I just had to get on somebody recently.
What you had to get on about?
Oh, my God. I picked my Jeep up, and I got some new shoes on my little Jeep or whatever. And somebody put a, you know Ricky Smiley ain't paying you that much. You can't afford that. It took everything in me. I was like, don't do it.
What'd you do?
I was like, your mammy can't afford to get them new teeth because she's been sucking so much. That's the reason why.
Okay.
And we got knocked out, okay?
Few minutes, I was like, take it off.
And I took it off. But, you want to get it. Like, your mama can't afford to get a teeth fixed.
So you erased it.
I did.
And that was a good one, though, because you took it back to your mama joke.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about William Shatner. His underwear was held hostage by an insane fan.
Oh, really?
So he said he was once at a hotel, entertaining downstairs, and when he returned to his room, his underwear was missing.
Oh, that's
cool. You know, sometimes you pack just enough and you need every pair of underwear.
It was clean.
Yeah.
They had to be, because men dirty underwear, child.
It's not cute.
Not nice.
Ain't no worse than women.
Yes, it is, because y'all can't find the tissue for some reason.
Oh. That's what a woman called this room, admitted to stealing his underwear and said she would only return it if he signed some memorabilia for her. Which is kind of hostage-y.
She should be held hostage and fired.
Exactly. It must have been his favorite, because I would be like, you know what? You took it. It's yours. Just keep it.
So when Shatner met the woman and saw the stuff she had bought, he said, I'm not going to sign all that.
I know, that's right.
She had a lot of stuff, huh?
What? Okay. This is crazy.
Then she said, well, sign this. Then she opened up her shirt, I guess, so he could sign her boobs. He grabbed his underwear and ran.
I mean, he treating his underwear like he can't buy anymore. I wouldn't know if my underwear was missing unless it was my favorite pair.
Just go, what do y'all do, commando? Just don't wear any.
Oh, yeah, you guys can just hang.
Hell, y'all can.
I can't do
men,
that.
You know, but you know, when you get older, y'all swell up down there.
Yeah, that clock hand probably swinging low. You don't want to get zipped up or, like, banged in or something like that.
Well, Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi is giving relationship advice, y'all.
Is she?
Yes, in Padma's book, Love, Loss, and What We Ate, she gets candid about her past relationships.
Oh.
And now she is sharing her best advice. She says, put yourself first and determine whether the person you're with is someone you would stop doing everything for. We all tend to stay in relationships too long because we want it to work. You know within the first 6 months of a relationship whether it's going to work or not, and maybe it can work another time because you guys will be mature at a different stage.
Well, have you ever stayed in a relationship too long and to see if it's going to work?
Oh, all the time.
I think we all have done that.
Well, yeah, I sure have.
We all have done that.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know what? It was so special in the beginning.
Right.
Exactly.
Maybe that magic will come
back. I know we can get back to that. Yeah.
Well, you sitting with them completely not even there.
Right. You'd be
like, your body's there, but your mind is gone.
On the other side of time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's where it is.
Maybe this will be the day the Lord will take them. See, you don't have to do the break it up. Let life sort them out.
All right, y'all. Well, Rita Moreno, honey, has had a piece of two Hollywood heartthrobs, and she's telling us who the real king is between the sheets, honey. Elvis Presley or Marlon Brando?
Ooh.
This is aged tea. This is sleepy time.
I really want it still. I
want
this tea. This old
tea. Here it goes,
baby. Pour some of that Earl Grey.
Rita and Marlon Brando, y'all had an on and off again relationship for 8 years until one day Rita found another woman's lingerie in Marlon's bed, and she was devastated. Bitch, she was devastated, honey. But ironically enough, honey, Rita got a call from the next day from Elvis's manager asking her to go on a date with Elvis.
Oh, my gosh. She had two of the hottest men back then.
Elvis was hot?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Come on now.
Yes.
Yeah, he was like white Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, and Marlon Brando. I mean, Marlon Brando was having sex with Richard Pryor at the time.
And women, too.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That might have been his lingerie. And he's like, it was a woman. Yeah, just to make it
clean. Allegedly. But anyway, seeking revenge, honey. Rita said, yes, honey. And when Marlon found out, honey, he was so damn angry, he started throwing chairs.
Ooh.
Rita told Wendy Williams, honey, it was wonderful. But when Wendy asked Rita if Elvis compared to Marlon in bed, Rita said, oh, honey, that's like a 2-year-old and the king, honey. He wasn't so good. Bless his heart. Elvis Presley and Marlon Brando, come on, honey. Amateur night.
You know what? That's always how it is. Because y'all know Elvis was so sexual, like, all that.
Eliminate.
And ain't doing nothing in the bedroom.
That's what they say. Like, when you get a woman that's real sexual, they say, honey, she's a cold fish.
She's a pillow princess.
Okay. And look at, really, she talked about Marlon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Marlon was allegedly with Richard Pryor. So Marlon will definitely be more experienced because he knows, honey, how a woman want to feel, and he knows how a man want to feel, and he knows what spot to hit.
Mm-hmm. Why would that make him more experienced with a woman because he's been with a man? We still woman.
Because y'all,
it seems as though Elvis didn't know what to do, and Marlon knew all the hoes to put it in.
Exactly, honey. All the hoes back there. Yes, ma'am, honey.
What's that emoji?
Okay, honey.
Okay. Yes, honey. Well, let's move on to somebody who does know how to hit it right. Michael B. Jordan. I'm just playing. So, anyway, Michael B. Jordan has a special way to get in touch with his character's feelings.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yes. What's that?
Michael told Stephen Colbert that he creates diaries for each of his characters, starting from their earliest memory up until the first page of the script.
Really?
So he gives them a full background. Michael says writing in journals helps him give a context to each character. And he admits that he made Eric Killmonger's backstory particularly dark, about basically his mom was not around and he was dumped into foster home after foster home. So that really helped Michael dig in really deep for the scenes to get what he needed.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like some different acting teachers will tell you to do that if you have enough time to develop a character so you can really understand what makes that person tick.
This is true.
And that's why he's good in everything.
He is.
Like, even when he was in Fruitvale Station, when he played Oscar Grant, like, I believed him.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, y'all have done some acting. Like, what do you do to really connect with your character?
I do some of the similar things that he does, but I play myself in everything.
You do?
I've only got to be someone else one time.
That's about like me. Me too.
Oh, yeah. We saw that.
Yeah, being myself in movies. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You were on the wall on a picture.
No, bitch, I was in a movie too, honey. Make no error.
I don't remember.
Well, I don't remember the one you was in.
Well, you should. It's more relevant.
No, mine's just more, honey, out there. People know about it's on DVD.
Out there. Oh, uh-huh. DVD. Uh-huh. Yeah, they don't sell those right now.
Uh-huh. Well, DVR.
Just turn on to Fox, honey.
Cat fight. Meow, meow. The kitten versus the cougar. They say a smile could brighten any day, but one of you may be going home frowning if you lose this next game, and we're going to break it down for you up next.
Oh, no, I got to whoop y'all ass again.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
We back.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, so Hollywood's leading men and women on the red carpet, and beyond all the glitz and glamour, there's one thing that shines the most. You know what that is, y'all?
What? Diamonds.
No, there's smiles. There's smiles.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say their dresses.
I knew it was going to be smiles.
Well, see, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put some of your favorite A-listers on the screen, and you have to figure out who it is based on their smile alone.
I love this. I'm so good at identifying games.
Well, let's go.
Yes.
What is it?
Oprah.
Oprah it is. All right, this next one.
Damn it, I hit the bell.
Michael Strahan. No, you didn't.
Oh.
She cheating.
No, I'm not cheating. I'm let's not cheating.
He didn't even call no name.
Who was the head crack?
It sounded like you.
You thank you.
Head crack.
And again, how do you keep saying it sounds like me? If it sounds like me, it's me.
Next one. I'm a human Gary and go with Gary.
I don't know who in the hell it is.
Not throw an answer
out. Don't press
first.
Your button. That is...
Who is it?
Miley Cyrus.
That's correct. How did you know that?
I know people's mouth.
Oh, all right, next up. Portia.
That is Brad Pitt.
It is.
Wait a damn minute.
I love Brad Pitt, honey. Trust, I've been staring at that mouth for many years.
Next. Yes, Gary.
Oh, that's Mike Epps.
I'm taking it.
Mike Epps.
Who's that, Portia?
That would be Head Crack.
That is correct.
Bitch, no.
I stare at him all
that's
day.
That is me.
But you know him.
That might be your ass. They said A-listers.
I am A-listers.
They said A-listers.
That is A-listers. Sometimes I'm A-shaped.
Okay.
And here goes the next one. Yes, Portia.
Oh, everybody knows that mole is from Serena Williams.
That is correct.
This is a damn lie.
Serena Williams has a mole right here. Y'all know that. Come on.
I would have went with Tiffany Haddish, her mole's higher.
Gorgeous. I know Serena all Williams. The answers. She's just cheating.
I will. Damn, but Brad, just steal this one. Brad, go for it. Next. Who's that?
That is Cameron Diaz.
You if freak.
Cameron Diaz, this girl is cheating. Ain't no way in hell she know all this.
I would have got that one. She has a very specific mouth.
I know everybody's face, body, everything. I know everything on you, Gary. Don't get jealous.
All right, now for this next one, Winner It Takes All.
Denzel Washington.
That is Denzel Washington. You were wrong as hell.
Al Roker.
Give it to me. Where's my crown? Where's my crown? I have not won in a while.
Ah, there we go.
Oh my God. You don't even fit on that wig.
And where was my damn mouth up in there?
Shut your teeth. I just want to thank everybody out there.
Well, we're sorry. There's been a terrible mistake.
What?
There's been a terrible mistake.
Huh?
There was still one more.
Yeah, you didn't win.
Ooh.
I'm gonna need you to very eloquently hand that crown back over
take
to the hand in which
crown.
It came from.
Take that damn crown, honey.
This is your Vanessa Williams
Gary,
moment.
We're
gonna roll the next one in 3, 2, 1, go.
Yay!
Brad said it first.
Thank you. High five, Gary.
Don't be like that.
Yes, I would like to thank my partner in crime for life, Gary, with the team. Okay, it's been amazing beating the losers and the people that feel like they win and beating the cheaters, okay?
Yeah,
thinking she know everybody.
She cheated.
More Dish Nation coming up after this. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, believe it or not, Jamie Foxx taught Diddy how to party on a budget.
Really?
Really.
Oh, now let's go back in the days.
He failed that class.
Okay, because budget ain't nowhere in the...
At all.
Well, maybe he just humored him. So back in the day, Jamie says he became friends with Diddy by posing as a videographer, and he would follow Diddy around as he threw all these crazy lavish parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at a particular party, Diddy revealed to Jamie that it cost $1.5 million to throw some of these parties. And whoa. Jamie lost his mind.
Of course.
He was like, yo, I could throw a party for $400 that would rival this one. So Jamie says Diddy was a little offended at the proposition, but he took him up on the offer.
Uh-huh.
So Jamie says he called and said, yo, Playboy, I'm in town. Make it happen. So I said, cool. So I went my little phone, called about 200 of the coolest people. Puff showed up with SUVs and FBI. It was crazy. He says, oh, man, this is great. And I said, yeah, but Puff, look over there on the dinner table. I got Kentucky Fried Chicken. I put it on a nice plate. I got Coca-Cola. I put it in a pitcher. We at $208 right now. We killing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun good. Is fun if they're judging on that. But we can't deny that Puffy throws some fabulous parties.
Very extravagant.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Yeah, I've seen them on
Instagram. Ice sculptures, animals, everything.
You've actually been to like an actual Puff party.
Of course.
How crazy is it?
Oh. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. It's amazing.
But can we admit that some of the most lavish parties are not as turnt as some of the parties that are at the house or just happen to happen? You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
Some of the parties you ain't spend no money on. It'd be some lemon pepper chicken wings, some Coca-Cola, and some Hennessy.
And that's the best party.
The best party you ever been to.
It's the simple things sometimes that make it. Like, I don't want to eat a bunch of food I can't pronounce.
Right.
I want to eat things I know where it came from and what it is.
And I want to wear flats. I don't want to wear heels so I can twerk better.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you twerked better. In heels. Because you got the arch in your back.
Yeah, you that little hitch.
Yeah, but flat foot ain't nothing like old flat foot, old stank twerk.
Oh, little jungle twerk?
Yeah.
Twerk for the motherland.
Well, Chrissy Metz has an odd way of boosting her self-confidence.
How's that?
Well, Chrissy receives a lot of media criticism over her weight, but despite the haters, she's just revealed the advice she once received, which taught her to love her body.
Okay.
She says, my vocal coach in L.A., she said, Chrissy, I want you to sing in the mirror naked. I was like, the hell? You want me to what? It's just accepting you're not your body. It's the vessel that your spirit occupies.
That was a little mean, though. Like, if I'm already self-conscious about my weight, singing in the mirror is going to make it worse because when you sing, you're singing from below, and your stomach has to be out a little bit, so that's you looking a little more
swole. It would be a short song.
Yeah, like half a verse. Yeah.
No, I think that gets you used to looking at yourself in the mirror and just accepting who you are. Mm. If you look at yourself long enough, it's like... It. Doe, a deer, female deer, ray, a drop of golden stone.
All right, guys. Well, after the break, we'll tell you which celebrity is afraid to get hot and bothered.
All right, y'all. Diane Keaton refuses to read 50 Shades of Grey.
Why?
Why?
Let me tell y'all why now. To refresh your memory now, Diane recently starred in the movie Book Club about a group of older women who rejuvenated their sex lives after reading the book. But in real life, Diane is afraid to read it.
Why?
Yes, bitch, she's afraid to read it, honey.
Why?
Let me tell y'all why now. Now, she tells Ellen DeGeneres, honey, I'm afraid to do it because, honestly, it gets too, I don't want to go there. It's too exciting.
Oh.
It's too much for me.
So it's gonna make her horny.
It's gonna make her probably, moist.
Okay.
Around that age, if she probably doesn't want to get turned on because she probably doesn't have, like, a guy friend.
Is there anything that y'all ever been super hyped up about but y'all been hesitant to try?
Not me. Nothing. I'm an angel.
A dirty-faced angel.
Looking guilty as hell.
Is that a dirty face?
A dirty-faced angel.
That was my innocent. I've never had any other kind of sex than missionary sex.
Really?
The same person said, I've never done this before.
I have.
Yum, 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 yum.
I can't.
You're laughing too hard, camera person. Like, she know my biz. Like, she was in my bed last night. Right.
A head cracks up about yum, yum, yum.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.